You are listening to Aldrin Sampier on SAFM.
It's 9 minutes before 4 o'clock. The ANC in Johannesburg has given Mayor Mpho Phalatse 48 hours to retract her statement and publicly apologize for calling the party corrupt. They have threatened her with legal action if she fails to do so. Chris Vondo, spokesperson for the ANC in the Greater Johannesburg, is now joining us on the line. Chris, on what basis would you be taking her to court?
Good afternoon, Aldrin, and good afternoon to your listeners. I think it's a common knowledge that you can't continue to mount onslaught that are unfounded and allegations that are not proven against any person or individual or organization without presenting facts or without approaching the law enforcement agencies. It is in that context that I thought that the statements by Dr. Mpho Phalatse, the former mayor, are reckless. There's law and order in this country. There's constitution. One of the most important principles is the freedom of expression. And it is no way that we are censoring her, but we think that, as a former mayor, she would have known better that over the past 10 months, when she presided over the municipality and her administration, she could not do anything around the issues of corruption, with except the fact that her administration and her MMCs were found to be complicit in corruption. Some have interfered with the law, some have interfered with procurement processes in the city, some have case numbers against them, some have even found wanting by the public protector. So she's not, she does not have any legal standing or authority or standing insofar as the issues that she's raising. We think that this is a deflection that she's doing. She must save herself the drama. She's desperate. Clearly, the DA, including her, are desperate. They are the ones that are power hungry. They've now decided to create a parallel structure in the city. I mean, today, the mayor went on the ground to go and see the problems of the water. Mm. They decided to do their own parallel things. Clearly, these are people who don't respect the democratic outcomes. Clearly, they don't respect the courts, because the matter they are raising is in the courts, but they still continue to do these public rants. It is in that context that one here to, because there's no one in the ANC that in this municipality where she was serving has been found wanting insofar as the issues that she's concerned about corruption, except the fact that she's public rants.
Yeah, and actually her handle, this is now on Twitter, still says Executive Mayor Mpho Phalatse. But you know,
let's just clarify that she's hurting herself. I think clearly she's really hurting herself. She must just heal and move forward.
Hi, sorry, Chris, can you still hear us? Chris, we lost you there. Did the line drop? Okay, we're going to try and get Chris back on the line. That is the spokesperson for the ANC in the Johannesburg region. Yeah, so such a strange thing, right? So Dr. Mpho Phalatse's handle on Twitter still says Executive Mayor Mpho Phalatse, and a bio says Executive Mayor of the City of Johannesburg. And how many days has it been now since there has been a new mayor that has been elected, but that handle still remains there and the bio still remains there? Sorry, Chris, we lost you there for a second. You were saying something?
Yeah, that handle does not pay the bills of the City of Johannesburg. She can continue to call herself the executive mayor. All are saying that she must respect the democratic outcomes. There is no outright win on the 2022 elections. DA got 26, so they must not continue to mislead people. They got 26.1%, which translates into 71 seats. The ANC has 95 seats in that council, 91 seats. There are opposition or parties that are minority in the council there that I have gotten numbers there. So by virtue of the fact that there was no outright winner, it meant that it will necessitate to a coalition government. So they must accept that the DA has lost itself on the coalition. They were not able to manage themselves. They are now deflecting because they want to go back and go and plead their case to the parties that have lost their respect for them. I mean, those parties are really on record about pulling out of the coalition. It has collapsed in Johannesburg. Johannesburg. By the way, the Johannesburg is very complex for Dr. Palatsi. She's a doctor. It does not mean that she can be a leader. We respect her as a doctor, but she does not think, we don't think that she possesses leadership and thought leadership in respect of this complex city that we're talking about.
So with the case against her, though, if you do decide to go to court, are you really convinced that you'd be able to convince the court that, this could be political speech, that it has injured the ANC?
Yeah, look, we don't have problems about people raising issues about the ANC, but present facts. Don't play into the public gallery. Politics are politics. Yes, it's a theater of ideas. It's a battle of ideas in the discourse. All we're saying, the ANC is currently busy with the renewal process. It has put in place instituted policy positions like step aside. It has self-introspecting. It has called for its cadres who are found to be in conflict with the law to step aside. And there are many cases in Gauteng, in Johannesburg, there are many cases of those that we have called for to step aside as an organization. We think that it's reckless. It's playing to the gallery. And therefore, she must say she will have to apologize and retract. I mean, she, as I'm saying, Adrian, she presided over 10 months in Johannesburg. There is no single case that she said here is a corruption case. In fact, it's contrary to that. Now that she even lied under oath herself in the court, in the papers she submitted in court, she lied under oath. In fact, illegally. The attorneys of the city. It's in her affidavit. And even that one, we're going to take to the ethics because we think that she can even be removed by the ethics because her conduct was found to be in conflict with the code of conduct of the councillors. And we can't continue like that. We are dealing with the society here. We are dealing with the trust deficit that people have raised against a government, against the ANC. And we think that we must be responsible as the African National Congress. We can't continue like that, Adrian.
Thank you so
we
much for your time.
Really continue like that. Thank
Chris
you.
Vondo is the spokesperson of the ANC in the Greater Johannesburg region.